We got the music, the organ, the drum, the bass. They is jamming in Jesus, aren't they? Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to be ready to party right after this word, because I couldn't get my praise on right there. Hallelujah. Those with your Bibles, please stand all over the building. Those of you that can, let us prepare to go before the Lord. Take your Bibles and hold them high as we make our proclamation on today. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. While you're standing, please turn with me to chapter 10 in the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 10. When you have it, say amen. Together we will read verses 33 and 34. Luke chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. If you have it, say amen. Let us read. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Think with me shortly from this theme: Jesus paid it all. Repeat after me: Jesus paid it all. Please don't close your Bibles. I will speak from this parable on today. I hope you're sitting next to somebody either you love or you love a whole lot. And look at them and say, neighbor, were you worth the price? In this passage of scripture, it really starts at verse 30. Stay right here. This is the only parable that the Lord has given me on today. Verse 30 reads, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down, somebody say down, from Jerusalem to Jericho. I just need to teach this morning. In life today, we have a lot of things that is thrown at us. Life hits us sometimes from the blind side simply because we're not able to do what our Sunday school lesson told us. It said, listen as well as hear. So as we began the second half of 2009, the parable says a certain man went down. Point number one, notice the change in your position. This man had to go down. So that simply meant at one point he was up. Right now, on this second half of 2009, if you started out 2009 on a high note, and right now for the second half, you on a low note, ask yourself, what happened to change my position? Understand, this man was going down, and you notice the scripture, notice verse 30, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was all by himself. So that means he decided all by himself to go down from his high position. Please catch your breath. Many of us today, we are in situations because we made a quick decision. And where we are now is nobody's fault but ours. It doesn't matter if you had a daddy, if you didn't have a daddy, if your mama was polka dot with stripes. It does not matter. When you made your decision, your plight became your own problem. Look at somebody and say, it's your own fault, baby. So here we are, this man, he's in there, and he right at the scripture, it said he fell among thieves. Is it any wonder when the Lord sends us out, he sends us out by twos? So therefore, when you see this, the man went down, he ended among thieves. It's only because of his own decision that the thieves got to him. A lot of times in life, especially for you young people who just graduated, baby, sit with somebody who have been to where you're trying to go. Sit with somebody who already knows the aches and pain, the dips in the road, the forks and the turns in the road. Just because you graduated doesn't mean you know squat doodle it. But you need to sit with somebody that knows something about life. Can I get somebody to help me preach this morning? Hallelujah. They give us a diploma and they walk us outdoors and we don't know nothing. But we need to sit with somebody. When you see somebody in their 50s and 60s and 70s, baby, they know old school. But guess what? You need old school in order to get to the new school. This man knew about the streets, but he didn't understand this street. I don't know about I know a little bit about what you call Mexico up in Alton, but there's a street in East St. Louis, 27th Street. You don't go on 27th Street unless you want to get beat up or drugs. Y'all got something like that in Alton? When you go on 27th Street by yourself, you already know you about to get the beat on. Uh-huh. Do y'all, you got something like that up here? Is that what New Mexico is called? When you go to Mexico and you ain't got no relatives, you must be bruising for cruising. Amen. Y'all looking? Who gonna help me preach up in here? Raise your hand. Uh-huh. See, we as children of God, we like to get in our own mind. I'm big enough to go where I want to go. But baby, saved and sanctified, there ought to be some places you just don't want to go by yourself. If you know I'm in your area, say amen. See, some of y'all grew up in Alton, and you know all the dark alleys and all the twists and the turns. So if you are a child of God, when you see one of your Christian sisters and brothers going down that wrong road, you need to say, hold up, baby. Don't go down there by yourself. Do I have some help in here? Do I have some help in here? When you pass by them gone alley, let them know, don't go down there. When we see our young ladies and our young men traveling the wrong road by themselves, you need to stop them and say, hold up. Don't go down there. Look at somebody and say, don't go there, baby. But here it is. This man fell among the thieves. I'm going to stay right here, y'all. I'm going to stay right here. And he fell among the thieves. And then let's look what happened. When the thieves got him, they stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed him, leaving him half dead. Somebody said half dead. And he's laying there. He's been beat almost to death. They have stripped him and they left him there. How many of you know when we travel this road of life, we may start out with a whole bunch of people because we're young and vibrant. But when life hits us on the blind side and knocks us down, all the people that used to be around us will walk off and leave us smack dab in the middle of nowhere. Hallelujah. When you got money, you got friends. But when your money run out, somebody said, when your money run out, what happened to your friend? They go with your money. Hallelujah. Y'all got some friends like that, don't you? How many of y'all got some friends? As long as you got money. Uh-huh. So here this man is. He changed his mind. He went down there, got beat up. They left him there half dead. And then here comes the priest and the Levite. Now let me tell you. When you having hard times, your friends in high places will not want to be bothered with you. When your friends, when you can no longer roll with your friends will roll with somebody else. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? See, I can't get no help from over here, so I'm going to preach right here. When you rolling out, all right? When your car is running,
all your friends want to ride, don't they? But when your car ain't running and they got a car, where your friend? They went down the other street so you couldn't flag them down. Who know what I'm talking about up in here? Just want to make sure. And then we get down to the Samaritan. And you know, the Lord was playing with my mind. How many of y'all remember what love got to do with it? You remember when Tina Turner went to the Ramada Inn after she Ike had a lover spat. You know, her nose was all bloody and all that. And she went there and she told this man from the Ramada Inn, she said, "I don't have any money now, but I'm Tina Turner. And if you would just let me stay, I'll pay you back." And even though it wasn't in the movie, in the book it lets you know that Tina went back. She paid her hotel bill and she blessed that man because he had compassion on her. She said, "You helped me when I didn't have nothing. So I just want to come back and repay you." And this is where we get down to verse 33. The Samaritan passed by him. Mm-hmm. And the Samaritan saw him and had compassion on him. He went and he bound him up and he took care of his wound. And then he put him on his own beast and took him to the inn and took care of him. So glad the choir was singing this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because as the Lord brought me to this, so many times as children of God, we are beat up and thrown aside. As a matter of fact, when most of us came to God, we was broke, busted, and disgusted. We didn't have a dime to even pay attention. We had nothing. But I thank God for Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus had compassion on us. He is the one that picked us up. Jesus is the one that opened his door to mercy. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord on my side in hell, I would have lifted up my eyes. And I'm glad today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. So here it is. Today, I want you to know, if you started out 2009 on top and right now you bringing up the rear end, what happened? Somewhere down along the line, you left Jerusalem and you went down to Jericho. You need to decide what it was you did. Hallelujah. It was your own fault, baby. The Lord didn't send you down to Jericho. You decided down is where you wanted to go. And now on the last half of 2009, you are still down there. Somebody said down there. Somebody said down there. But I came to tell you, Jesus has already paid your bill. And if you want to come back up, all you got to do is say, "Lord, here am I. Come and get me." See, y'all sitting there looking at me like, what? See, let me tell you. I'm going to rewrite this for the book of Zelda. See what happened when this man that was beat down, when he woke up and found himself in the inn, and he looked at his wounds, and they were all bandaged, and he looked up and he saw the ceiling fan. I can picture him saying, "Lord, how did I get here?" And when he put on the clothes that was left on the side of his bed, he went downstairs and he asked the clerk at the desk, "How much is my bill?" And the clerk said, "No charge. Jesus paid it all." Hallelujah. Who gonna shout with me today? See, y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know nothing. But see, when he looked up, he like, "I don't owe anything, but this morning I had a new set of clothes. This morning I had a whole breakfast. This morning I had Metrolink money in my pocket. This morning I was able to see, and you tell me I don't owe anything?" And he said, "No, you don't owe anything. Jesus paid it all." St. John, I came to tell you, baby, your bill is paid in full. Jesus paid your bill. Hallelujah. And then we had Sister Verdita come in and say, "You know what? Look, you got a light bill due. Even got a gas bill too. Baby, when you pay your tithe, Jesus pay your house note and your rent." Hallelujah. Oh, know what I'm talking about today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. So then, here we are today. See, y'all don't want to praise God today. But let me tell you, when you were singing, hallelujah, praise him, praise him. See, if God has ever paid a bill for you, shouldn't nobody have to prod you to praise him. You just need to look back what he did for you, and your hand ought to go up. See, maybe, hallelujah, hallelujah, if I go down your street, just holler. See, there were some times in my life when I had to pass by the grocery store. But baby, one day I told the Lord I needed to go to the store. And the Lord told Snook to open up so I could go in and get me some groceries. Jesus paid my grocery bill. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah. Whoa, Lord. And then there was a time when I used to pass by restaurants. Oh, Mother Ingram, let me tell you, Mother. Woo! There was some time. There was a time when I knew about fast food restaurants. But you know what? One day, somebody gave me a gift card, and I was able to go in a restaurant where they had cloth napkins. And I was saying, Lord, how much is the bill? And the Lord said, look in your billfold. And I pulled out a gift card, and I said, Jesus paid my bill. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all don't know about this, but see, that time when you have given your all to God, all you have to do is come in church and somebody, God has already put on their heart to give you $5 over here, $10 over here, $20 over here. All you got to do when you get in his house, the Lord said, come on in. I've already paid the bill for you. Did the Lord pay the bill? Did the Lord pay the bill? Did he pay a bill? See, that's why I know. See, y'all sitting there, y'all don't know nothing. Oh, you don't know nothing. See, you know what? It's one thing when you have aches and pains in your body and you can go get an Excedrin or an Advil. But baby, when you can't get an Advil, when you can't get Excedrin, you need to lift your hand. The scripture says, when you call on me, I'll give you trouble. I'll deliver you. When you call on me, he said, call on the elder. Hallelujah. And when you can't get the pastor, every now and then, you ought to be saved enough to lay your hand where it hurts and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Because the scripture says, by his stripes, I am healed. I ain't fixing to be healed. I am healed. Somebody know the Lord to hear you say glory. So here it is. Oh, Jesus. Here it is. Hallelujah. So see, today, even as we sit here, y'all excuse me, I'm playing Dr. Scholl on my feet. Even as we sit here today, see, some of y'all sitting up here, and you're just so cute, you can't praise God. You're just sitting there. Oh, yeah. But let me tell you, there was a day when we was cute. I didn't have a God on our side. But right now, baby, some of us, we couldn't spell the designer name that we wear today. And it's only because of the Lord. Some of us driving cars we couldn't pay for, but it's only because of God. Some of us working jobs we ain't qualified for, but it's only because of the word of the Lord. Some of us right now, you ain't as cute as you used to be, but bless God, you better than you ever thought you would be. And it's only because Jesus paid the price. Did he pay for you? Did he pay for you? Did he pay for you? See, I ain't got time to be cute today. When they start talking about, look, you got a light bill due. When they talking about telephone disconnect. When they talking about, hallelujah, that habit that I had, I just couldn't seem to break. See, if you ever had a habit and when the Lord brought you out, you want to say thank you. You want to say thank you. You want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you know you couldn't do it. See, y'all still looking at me. I'm coming down your street. Don't you worry. Uh-huh. See, some of us need to be shouting right now because God has changed us. Where we used to be pimps and prostitutes, now we are children of the Most High God. That ought to be a thank you. See, some of y'all talking about, I ain't never been no pimp. I ain't never been no prostitute. Well, baby, if you ever laid down and had some money on the table when you got up, that's a prostitute. And you brother sitting over here, honey, let me tell you, if you ever did a favor for a woman and turn around and ask her for some money, that's pimping. Somebody say, help us, Lord. But we are here today because look, the Lord Jesus paid a price we will never be able to pay. We are here today because God is the one that opens doors that no man can close. We are here today because God made a way out of no way. We are here today because Jesus paid it all. And I can tell you, like Beverly Crawford, baby, if the Lord never does anything else for me, he done enough. He opened my eyes when I could not see. He gave me activities of my leg. Let me walk and talk in him. And if the Lord never does nothing else for me, hallelujah. See, y'all don't know about me. Oh, hallelujah. See, y'all must have had it all right. Glory to God. Y'all must have had it all right. Mothers, I'm full. Y'all praying for me. See, let me tell you. I need to testify. Y'all all right? Let me testify. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now I'm going to tell the truth, all right? There was a time in my life. I don't even think my sister know this, but there was a time in my life that it didn't bother me. Jesus. Didn't bother me what I did and who I did it with. But when the Lord put the mirror in front of my face, I looked so bad. And then when he called me, I said, God, have you seen me? You know what I've been into? You know what I've been doing? God! And as I'm standing there, I could see the blood of Jesus just dripping on that mirror. Don't worry about what you've been. Don't worry about what you've been doing. I've already paid the price. Right now you are sparkling clean. And as the blood came down the mirror, when I looked at me, I was clean, clear through. And I don't know about you, but tell the God, whatever you used to do, it's all in the past. Whatever you've been through, it's all in the past. Jesus said, I paid it all. Somebody say, he paid it. Tell somebody, he paid it. Don't worry about your bad press. It's paid for. Don't worry about them lying on you. It's paid for. Even if it was true, it paid for. When did he pay for it? He paid it on the cross of Calvary. Because when he died for every sin. When he died for every lie. When he died for everything that was against him. Tell your neighbor, he paid for it. And now the question is this. How do we say thank you? Since we can't feed him, we have to feed his children. Since we can't clothe him, we have to clothe his children. Since we just can't go to his house, we have to go visit those who are sick. We have to take care of the widows. We have to take care of the single parents. We have to take care of our teenage children. And when they ask you, how much does it cost? It don't cost anything, because Jesus paid it all. How much do you owe? I don't owe anything, because Jesus paid it all. Did he pay for you? Did he pay for you? Did he pay for you? And just like this man, just like this man, when we come to Jesus, beaten, broke down, having special needs, Jesus says this, I'll take care of you. I can handle that. Does anybody in here have anything that you need Jesus to take care of? Does anybody in here have anything that you need to put before the Lord today? If you are still dealing with your past, he said, don't worry about that. I've already gotten over it. You need to get over it too. You all right? And just like this man, even if your mess is because of your own decision, all you have to do is call on God. God knows how to take a mess and change it into a message. God knows how to take a tipper and turn them into a tither. God knows how to take a cusser and turn them into an encourager. He said, I paid it. I paid the price for you. You say, but Lord, when? Over 2,000 years ago, when your Lord and my God came to this earth, the story says he left his mighty home in glory to bring to us redemption story. Child of God, as I sit here and I'm looking at most of you, you're looking at me like I'm speaking Greek, like I don't know what I'm talking about. But there are some people in this room, they know that if God had not sent the food to their house, they never would have eaten. There's some people in this room know that if God had not sent the clothes to their house, they would not have any clothes. There's some people right now know they couldn't get to the doctor, but Dr. Jesus got to them. There's somebody in here know that when you needed a transportation, God didn't send you a car, but he sent somebody to get you a car. There's some people right here know that when their heart was broken in a million pieces, God became a heart surgeon and he put your heart back together. You know that better than I know. So if you can sit here today and look all smug, oh yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We're sitting here today like we got it all together. But see, I was my mother's favorite child. And the Lord said, he'll be a mother for the motherless. He'll be a father for the fatherless. He'll be a sister or a brother. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot hear. Whatever you need. Whatever you need. Somebody say, Jesus paid for me. Tell them Jesus paid for me. And now, just like this man, when you wake up on the back part of 2009, you need to make a list. As a matter of fact, you need to make two lists. You need to make a list of all the things that the Lord has done for you. And then you need to turn it over and write down all the things you've done for God. And if that don't make your hands go up, if that don't make you shout glory, if that don't make you say thank you, Jesus, then I wouldn't want to be in your shoes on Resurrection Day. But I believe there's some people in here that's going to help me shout and praise the Lord today. I believe there's some people who sitting on the edge of their pew that know they're only here now because of what God has done for them. See, some of us came from good homes, but when we came from good homes, we left home and we started making our own decisions. And we started making some quick decisions, some decisions that brought us on the other side of glory. Some of us were so deep down and in our mess that they had to pump daylight to us. But oh, let me tell you, I am so glad that Jesus reached way down and picked me up out of the muck and the mire. Do I have anybody to pray with me right there? Jesus didn't wait for me to get up, but he reached way down and he picked me up. Somebody say he reached way down. See, he didn't pick y'all up, but if he reached way down and pulled you up, I need to see your hand. And then we got some people. Y'all gonna help me pray? Y'all gonna praise with me? See, we got some people in here today that's like me. See, Jesus gave me one chance and I messed up. He gave me another chance and I messed up. He gave me another chance and he said, you got do-over, and I messed up. And he gave me another chance. He said, you got do-over, and I messed up. And every time I mess up, he said, you get a do-over, and I come back again when I mess up again. Do we got any do-overs in here? You got any do-overs? See, y'all don't want to pray with me. Y'all don't want to pray with me. See, when you get a do-over, that's a hey, hey, hey. When you get a do-over, that's thank you. See, y'all ain't had no do-overs. Y'all ain't had no do-overs. See, let me see if I got some of these people. See, let me tell you. If you ever prayed to God to give you some money for a gas bill, and the sale came on, and you made arrangements on your gas bill, and you went to the sale, and that's a doer. I got anybody like that? See, y'all know. I got some people in here. Pray for God to give you some money for a bill, and then famous Mason now run a sale, and we call the utility company, and where do we go? To the sale. I got some people like that. Oh, look at you. And then what does the Lord do? He send you some more money, don't he? That's called a do-over. Tell you that, I got a do-over. Tell you, I got a do-over. See, mother, they don't want to pray. Do I have any do-overs in here? I got any do-overs? See there. I'm trying to finish. Can I have a few more minutes? And then there are some of us who God keep delivering us out of bad relationships. He delivers us from one bad relationship, and we go to another bad relationship. And we go to another bad relationship. And finally, after somebody knocks some sense in us, we say, oh, Lord. Somebody say, oh, Lord. Somebody say, oh, Lord. Because Jesus, tell him Jesus, paid for me. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're here today. We're here today because the Lord paid for our sins. And we don't have to wear them on our face. We're here today looking like multi-million dollar children because he is the one that paid for us to have a do-over. We're here today not because we're so good, but because he's so good. We're here today because he looked beyond all our faults and he supplied what we need. We're here today because the world knocked us down, but Jesus picked us up. We're here today because when our friends walked away from us, Jesus walked into us. We're here today because Jesus loved us more than we loved him. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it. Have you been washed? Have you been washed? Have you been washed? Have you been washed? Let me see your hand. I just came to tell you today, if you have changed your position, Jesus has already paid the price for you to get back up where you were. If you feel that you have lost Jesus, he hasn't lost contact with you. All you have to do is call him, and he's ready to bring you back up. So, St. John, are you ready to go back up? Are you ready to go back up? Are you ready to go back up? Get back where we used to be. Get back what the devil stole from us. Are you ready? And just like that man, when you wake up and see all that God has done, we won't have to ask you to praise him. Your hands will just go up. When you wake up and see all that God has done, we won't have to call and ask you to come to worship. You'll be at worship when we open the door. When you wake up, tell your neighbor, wake up. Jesus has paid the price. Now, for the second half of 2009, we need to get busy about our Father's business. You know where you slacked off. You know where you stopped coming. We need you at prayer meeting. We need you at Bible study. We need you at Sunday school. We need you here not just on the first Sunday. We need you on the second, third, fourth, and fifth. We need you at choir rehearsal. If the Lord did all that for you, surely you can put him on your schedule somewhere. If the Lord had done all that for you, surely you can give him some more time. If he done anything for you, surely. Surely. Now let's be real. How many of us need to start thanking God more with our service? How many of us need to be more faithful just because of what he did for us last week? And if you're one of those that God picked up in the middle of your mess, if you're one of those that God cleaned up after the world had knocked you down, I want you to tell you right now, your bill is paid in full. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, somebody help me say Jesus. Somebody help me say Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Paid it all. Paid it all. Paid it all. Paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open. Deke, I have the song in front of me. He's done enough. The door of the church is open. If the Lord bless me one.